Vaccine mandates were a big thing not so long ago. Lots of companies and some state and local governments had them and enforced them, firing workers who didn't comply. Now that COVID is not the public health emergency it once was, we wondered, where are those workers now? NPR's Andrea Hsu checked in on a couple of them.
At his house on Long Island, George Garvey still has the uniform he used to wear on the job.
Yeah, I have my hoodie, which, as you know, I refuse to put on.
He's also got his fluorescent yellow safety vest.
In the summertime, you just have the high-vis t-shirt that you just wear.
For almost 10 years, Garvey collected trash for New York City. His plan was to work another 10 years, put his kids through college, and retire with a pension.
I went from having everything completely covered, like no question marks about my financial future. Now I'm like, now what?
Garvey was fired by the city of New York in February for refusing the COVID vaccine. He didn't trust it. Plus, he had had COVID.
I got COVID in March. That was pretty early in 2020.
He was one of 16 sanitation workers in the city and one of thousands around the country who chose losing their jobs over getting the shots. The group includes nurses, pilots, football coaches, broadcasters, and more. George Garvey did not go quietly. He rounded up other sanitation workers who'd been fired, got a lawyer, and sued. And 2 months ago in October, a New York State judge ruled in their favor, declaring the city's vaccine mandate for public employees arbitrary and capricious.
New York City employees who were fired for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 should get their jobs back and receive back pay. That ruling tonight from a judge on Staten Island.
But that hasn't happened because the very next day, the city filed a notice of appeal, leaving the workers in limbo. Now, New York City has had some of the nation's strictest and broadest vaccine mandates, covering both public and private sector workers. But curiously, that same day in October, the city moved to lift the vaccine mandate for the private sector.
The New York City Department of Health just voted to end the private sector vaccine requirement.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had already been pressed on how the city could end a vaccine mandate for some workers and not others. His response?
I don't think anything dealing with COVID makes sense, and there's no logical pathway of one can do. You make the decisions based on how to keep our city safe, how to keep our employees operating.
There's no doubt COVID vaccines have saved lives. Some studies say millions of lives. But a couple developments have made it harder to justify keeping unvaccinated workers off the job. One, Omicron turned out to be less deadly than previous variants. And two, it's now clear that while vaccines reduce the risk of severe illness, they're not that great at stopping infection. Vaccinated people get sick too. George Garvey saw it happen last year.
In December of 2021, there was 50 guys in my garage, all vaccinated, out with COVID.
So earlier this year, employers started rethinking their vaccine policies. In March, United Airlines brought back the couple thousand unvaccinated workers who'd been put on leave without pay, citing declining case counts and hospitalizations. Other employers, from Tyson Foods to Goldman Sachs, have simply dropped their vaccine mandates. And this month, Congress voted to end the military's mandate as part of the Defense Authorization Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 83, the nays are 11.
New York City won't comment on the sanitation workers' case, except to say the city has no obligation to reinstate the workers while an appeal is pending. But those who were terminated have lots of thoughts. Cola Smith, who had 18 years on the job before he was fired, says sanitation workers out on the streets of New York City never really posed a risk to the community.
Forget about the COVID, just the smell of the truck. Most people are like, whoo, it smells.
Now, after losing his job, Smith said it was hard to find work given his vaccination status until November 1st, when the private sector mandate ended. Now he's driving a bus at LaGuardia Airport, which is fine, but...
Oh, big pay cut. Big pay cut.
So if the city's appeal is unsuccessful, he says he'll definitely go back to his old job.
I love the men. I love the job. They call me to go back. I'm ready to rock and roll.
George Garvey is not so sure. He hasn't yet found a new job. Nowadays, since he's not leaving the house before dawn, he makes breakfast for his family and then spends a lot of the day working on the lawsuit.
I don't regret what I've done. I don't regret anything that's happened so far. It might be a long way, might be a short way, might not be exactly what we want, but we've won.
Now he just has to wait and see if a higher court agrees. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.